Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I can hear a bit of an echo there, actually.
Yeah, see, yeah. It's not just me. Mm. Oh, my
so,
ears.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to, it's the second episode of 2021. Yeah, we've been slacking a bit lately, haven't we?
Yes.
It is, more importantly, episode 28 of the podcast.
So overall, we're doing all right overall.
Yeah.
Slowed down a little bit.
So yeah, have you
still have a good batting average?
Yeah. Now, let's not talk about our various ailments, and let's get on with talking.
Yes. It's all
save
about
that for
health
a different
issues
podcast.
Now.
Yes.
Our spin-off health podcast.
That's it. Yeah. look out for that one. So, welcome to a quick one, number 28. We've, as usual, we've got some a music-packed show. Some
we got some music.
We've got some interesting stuff. Interesting stuff this week. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, interesting choices.
So, I'm excited.
Mm. Yeah. So, without further ado, shall we just get on with it and listen to the first song?
Let's do it. Go on.
I've randomly chosen this one, which I believe is Richard's choice for this week. Jane Weaver, and the song is called Heart Flow. Shall I just play it?
Heart Low.
Yeah.
Oh, Heart Low, not Heart Flow.
No, yeah. No F.
Yeah,
no F.
I need to adjust my glasses. All right, let's play.
Thank you.
That was Jane Weaver with Heart Low. She's from, is she from Liverpool?
I thought it was Manchester. All right. It could be Liverpool. I think it's Manchester.
All right. I thought I'd read a Liverpool reference somewhere, but
possibly one of those places. Yeah. But because she works with like Andy Votel and stuff. I think Manchester based.
I threw out a couple of accent opportunities for you there, Richard. But
I'm not going to do accents anymore.
You're not. No. Right.
Come on.
Hey.
Come, Ed.
Hey, from Manchester.
Yeah, Jane Weaver. So, yeah.
Well, all right.
She's
very nice.
Well, she's been around a long time. She was in a, I think, 90s band, Kill Laura, I think. And then Misty Dixon, she did that for a while. It was more folky. Mm. And she's increasingly got more sort of psychedelic and sort of kraut rockish as she's gone on. But this new album, I've had the pleasure of listening to a few times, and I think it's the one. She might have done the one.
Right.
It's more pop. It's more, right. Yeah, it's more poppy, and it's just, it's got bits of glam rock and bits of disco and bits of, you know, krauts and electronica. It's just like a big mixed bag, and this is this one I've chosen as the opening track.
Right.
Pop hit.
It is, yeah.
I liked it. It reminded me of, she doesn't sing like her, but it reminded me of Amy Rigby. I don't know if you know Amy Rigby's work.
Nope. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's got that kind of a 60s vibe.
Yeah.
I like the drum sound was great. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, loved it.
Live drum sound. Yeah. And I love that guitar that just goes all the way through.
Yeah.
It sounded like a police siren. Ding dong, ding dong.
Like, I was trying to work,
and it went the whole song.
Yeah, it's quite hypnotic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it works really well.
Yeah, and
I keep on trying to work out whether at any point it becomes annoying, but it just kind of doesn't, does it? It plays those. No. I'd love to be the person that plays that in the live performance. Just play those three notes.
Oh my god, wouldn't that be great?
It'd be wonderful. Yeah.
Did
you notice
Yeah,
go on. Did you notice those little scratchy noises that came in as well?
The scratchy noises?
Well, kind of in my left ear and then in my right ear. I don't know whether it was whether it was a broken saxophone or a keyboard
or something. Broken saxophone?
there was some kind of weird noise. Yeah.
I'll listen to it again.
Sounded all very good through headphones, I thought.
Dodgy headphones.
Oh, maybe that's it.
It's really well produced, I think. It's kind of powerful, and it's not necessarily lo-fi, but it's got like a really real kind of live, as Stuart said, the drums have a very live sound to them. It's kind of like, you know, I really like the production on it. I think it's not too slick, you know, cause sometimes things can end up too slick, and I think they've kept like a lot of the grain in it sort of thing, and I think it works really well. Her voice is great as well. It just like swoops around. Mm.
The black and white video helps as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's quite trippy.
I mean, if I was to hear that without the video, I would, I'd think it was a bit more, I don't know. Mm. I think the black and white video puts the idea that it's kind of retro, even though it's
a new
recording, obviously. But it's all right. Fire Records.
Fire Records, yes. Still going.
Still banging them out.
they certainly are. Yeah. I noticed on the comments, on the first comment, someone said broadcast. You know, definitely.
Yeah,
it's definitely in there, that kind of sound, but I wouldn't say, you know, it's I think it's very easy to mention broadcast in any of this kind of stuff, but you know,
in Spanish it says,
I think broadcast fans would like it. Can you read that?
Alguien más le siente un estilo a broadcast means does anyone else feel a bit of broadcast?
Definitely.
Well, you know, I don't speak Spanish, but yeah,
I was getting a bit of Lush. I was getting a bit of Lush in there.
I thought you said Rush.
Yes,
Rush, not Rush.
All right, yeah, Lush with the vocals.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the dreamy sound. Yeah, yeah.
And there's sort of progression of the chord sort of constant chord progression. Some of their early stuff was a bit like that. So that was Jane Weaver. Is that from, that's from the new album Flock, which will be out on the 5th of March, it says here.
Oh yeah, we've got a little while to wait, have we? A few weeks. But it's worth waiting for. I've heard it and it's worth waiting for.
So you've had a preview of the album.
I have had a preview from one of my jobs. There was a promo lying around for the album, and I've played it every week. Every week I've been working there because I'm kind of too lazy to look for anything else to play. So that's one of the reasons I've played it every week. But I've been enjoying it. So,
so a recommendation.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't happen often.
Just before we listen to the next song. Both of you, got releases out coming up, stuff like that. Richard, your triumphant cassette release.
Yes, we did a tape and it sold out.
Shifting Units, yeah.
I've got them all here. I don't know. Well, this is not very good for the wireless, but I've got.
Yeah, how's it sold out? Yeah, if you've got one.
I haven't sent them all out yet.
Right.
I've got that to do tomorrow, so yeah. So I've still got a lot of work ahead of me. Right, yeah.
Do you have to sew more sacks to put them in?
Julie has done that now. She's been moaning about how long it's taken. So I hope the people that bought the sack version really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you must be pleased.
I'm really glad. It went really well. We did it on Bandcamp Friday. And sold out of it within about an hour and a half or something. So I sort of did a second lot of them, and then that sold out by the end of the day. So I was absolutely chuffed to bits. Yeah, really. Yeah, really.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I was sat there watching that little ticker go in on Bandcamp. It's amazing. Yeah. So
I must get hold of a copy.
I've got copies. I've got a couple.
You can't, mate.
You sold out, mate.
Yeah, sold out. Sold out. Too late.
It's like a couple gold of dust. Spares. Yeah, it's you like could, oldest.
You could dub me a copy, couldn't you?
I'll tape you one. Yeah. I'll do a tape for you.
Yeah. High speed dubbing. Yeah.
I don't know if I should put it anywhere, but I managed to tape over my own copy of it.
With Jane Weaver's new LP.
I pressed record by mistake instead of play, and I managed to record over it only for like a few seconds.
Love
but
it.
I was like, oh, it's got that absolute classic vintage taping over sound to it.
Brilliant. Shall we listen to another song? This is Persona from Sheffield, I believe. This is the choice of Stuart. Did you have a particular song from the EP you wanted to play?
They're all good. The first one.
Shall I play the first one?
They're all great though. Yeah, go on then.
This is Old Man, Young Woman.
Thank you.
Persona and Old Man, Young Woman, and that's from the Persona EP. I say they're from Sheffield. They're a duo, aren't they? But one of them,
yeah. What's going on there? One of the ladies is actually from Washington DC.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's,
is that Raquel?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's ended up in Sheffield of all places.
Wow.
And why not?
I know, right?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Good place. Yeah.
It is a good place.
It's all right. Yeah, it's
all right,
I guess. Yeah.
I like the guitar sounds on that. Very nice.
Yeah. It was really unusual, wasn't it? Really unusual.
Would you call that pizzicato? That sort of when you're doing that on a violin, you go dee 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 dee.
Yeah.
Is that you call that pizzicato? I don't know if you call that thing. Is that what you call it on a guitar? I don't know.
I suppose so, but it was like harmonics at the same time though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was almost like deadening the strings a little bit, or something like that, and plucking it. But it was really unusual. Yeah,
loved it. Very percussive.
Yeah, great.
And then you know, whack a bit of fuzz over the top, and it's great. And it had a lot going for it. That because you know, I was waiting for Richard to mention the Young Marble Giants, which
oh god,
I'm sure he was just about to.
I was, yes.
Can't believe I pipped him to it, but
damn it.
Damn it! I knew I should have got in there first. But, you know...
I should have just said it the minute it finished.
Yeah, you should have. I was expecting you to. that's doesn't bother me in the slightest, and I don't think that's to the detriment. I think they're actually doing something... you know, it's definitely got that vibe, but it also had a lot more to it than...
it's the basic
Young Marble Giants formula, I guess.
Yeah, I think the vocals were quite similar. But if Young Marble Giants were minimal, then that is super minimal. It's just like you know, it's taken that to extremes. But it worked. It worked really well. It was just kind of hypnotic, I thought.
Yeah,
guitar thing.
I guess kind of similar to the Jane Weaver thing in that mm-hmm. it had a very repetitious guitar going all the way through it also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, repetition. That's the word hypnotic has been used to both the songs so far, the first two songs. So there we go, hypnotic twice, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Run out of different words to describe music.
Yes.
A kind of you could imagine that as being. I mean, it's kind of got a folky, you know. Even though it's kind of distorted guitars and things, it's got a kind of folky vibe to it. You can imagine that being played on, in a folk club, I suppose.
With a hurdy-gurdy.
Definitely.
Yeah. There was something really evocative about it, I thought, and. There was so much space in there.
Yeah.
But it kind of held the attention over 3:05, you know. So I don't know. It was just kind of slightly sinister as well.
You
know, it was kind of slightly creepy.
There you go. When you start playing shows again, you'll have to do a gig swap, Sheffield and Leeds and Scarborough. How about that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The, gold,
yeah,
the golden triangle.
Amazing. The golden triangle.
The Yorkshire triangle.
Have you heard what's her name? Is it Jessica Hoop? That kind of, have you heard her?
Jessica, I know that I've not really heard Jessica Hoop, no.
She does that sort of cyclical thing with the, but in a more sort of acoustic-y way, but the sort of that sort of hypnotic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing.
No,
yeah.
I'll have to check Jessica Hoop out.
I think it's Jessica without an I. Jessica Hoop, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I know her brother.
Do you?
Spaghetti.
Oh!
That's the sort of joke my dad used to tell. Probably still does. He's still alive.
Look at that, carrying on the lineage of bad jokes. Glad to hear it. He'd be proud of you.
Or Hula.
I think it's time to move on. It's already the final song of the show, and
it's all over already.
What?
I can't believe
it. Wow. This is the only one in this particular episode from across the pond from us, from, well, your side of the pond.
Talking about America.
I'm talking about America. Yeah, that was very clumsily introduced. This is
not quite, because Persona could be. Look at that. They're the bridge between the two.
Yes.
How
yes,
about that?
Yes.
So we've done one English person, one with a blend of the boat, both, and one American.
Yeah,
one.
Without even trying. Oh, see that?
All right.
Yeah. This is this is Telenovela and Paper Crown from their new album.
I want to be the key that locks a suitcase packed, never to come back from a faraway town. I want to be the jewel in a paper crown. So tell the city councilman and birthday clown. Oh, if you get beyond it, you will never come back.
Fire, you're burning.
There we are. That's Telenovela, Paper Crown. And that's from their new album, which is out, Merlin Bell.
All there right.
Nice video.
Yeah.
Very good.
I love the video.
Yeah.
They looked amazing, didn't they?
Mm. Yeah.
I loved how they looked and all the clothes and all the sort of 70s type, 60s, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Was that
one of those decades?
70s. Well, you know, that's interesting because we were watching the video for this and listening to it at the same time. And the same thing with the first selection, Jane Weaver.
Yeah.
And, you know, it definitely sets the vibe for how you interpret that song.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does.
Which, you know, which is meant to do, true. I guess, because you immediately said 70s, because they hit the 70s filter on the video, I guess, and it looked
old.
That's all it took.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
Yeah, just to hit the 70s, hit that 70s filter, that's all.
But there was
banding words like vintage around.
There you go. A lot more going on. And, Richard, Glockenspiel. Mm-hmm. Glockenspiel.
I know.
Glockenspiel. And a zither.
And a zither, yeah.
Nice zither.
I did see that. I enjoyed the Glockenspiel on that. It was played really low.
It had
a really lovely sound to it.
Yeah, it wasn't harsh.
It
can be harsh, can't it?
It wasn't that tinkly. It wasn't that tinkly sound they sometimes do. Yeah, it was lovely. Because I saw it before I heard it, and I started panicking. I sort of saw it appear.
I thought Matt picked that deliberately to see if you'd changed your stance on the on Glockenspiels.
No, I was fine with it on that track.
Mm. Mm. Starring an 8-track Porter Studio there as well. See
wow!
Look at that.
That's retro for you.
I don't think for 1 minute they recorded that on a cassette, though. Did you see that? Yeah. Yeah. Put a cassette.
Yeah,
into the...
yeah.
It sounded a bit more hi-fi than that.
State of the art.
But nice touch. Mm. So Matt, how did you come across Telenovela? I just stumbled across it
today. I hadn't actually heard of them before today, but I was looking at kind of new releases on Bandcamp actually, and stumbled across.
You were basically panicking.
Right, panicking, I was. But
the deadline was looming.
I actually have listened to most of the album, and I really like it. Actually, it's kind of a mix of styles. Some of it's quite country and western, a bit sort of cowboy-y. There's even one with whistling on it, and sort of can imagine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Mm.
I felt
I really liked the singing. I felt there was a bit of a yodely style the way she goes up at the end of the phrases.
I liked it.
Very swooping. Yeah. Indeed.
I think you'll like the album if you listen to it. And they've got a couple of earlier releases, I think, from they've been active from about 2014, I think, 2016, something like that. They're from Austin, Texas.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they, I think there's mainly a duo. You know, there's two of them who are the main members of it, and they've been in previous bands that I've never heard of. So.
Right. So this is out on Kill Rock Stars.
Kill Rock Stars. Yeah.
Kill Rock Stars. Look at that! They're still banging them out as well.
Yeah. Labels gone forever, don't they?
Mm. Yeah. Some do.
They really do.
Well, yeah, no, that's interesting because I was buying records on Kill Rock Stars.
Yes,
25 many years ago, maybe even more than that.
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Mm. Yes, most enjoyable. Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah, good choice, Matt. I enjoyed that as well.
You're very welcome. Speaking of labels, any news on the Emotional Response? From Emotional Response HQ.
Oh, yes, there's a few things in the pipeline.
Good.
There is taking Richard's cue, I decided to make a cassette.
Oh,
a cassette, ladies and gentlemen.
All the rage.
Well, it's all the stuff that didn't fit on the vinyl LP that's going to be hot on the heels of the cassette, because I recorded 20 songs with Matthew. Matthew's on a bunch of them.
Oh, is he?
And Christina. So there are 20 Boy Racer songs. Mm-hmm. 14 of them are going to be on the vinyl LP, and six of them are going to be on a nice little cassette box.
Do you get the cassette with the album?
Some prints. No, no.
You're separate.
The cassette's going to be a little taster for the
Okay, then I see. Yeah, all right.
And also because I found a box full of cassettes that I just needed to get shot of, so I thought I'll just whack them all down on the cassettes.
Are you taping each one individually? Are you doing what Daniel Johnson used to do, taping it all live?
you would wish, but okay, hang on.
I'd love you to do that.
Stand by, because I'm just going to move off screen to show you something. Just
wait a sec. This is very exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, Stuart's gone.
He's
coming back.
Please don't skip through this.
Do you see what that is? It's a cassette duplicator.
God almighty. Wow. He's got himself a cassette duplicator.
No, I wasn't.
It's a real proper one.
That's amazing.
See?
How many does it do at the same time?
Hey, no, it does four at a time.
Wow.
None of your...
that's amazing.
None of your high-speed dubbing for me. I do it on a proper professional setup.
That is incredible.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah.
That is impressive. Maybe you can... maybe you could send us over a photograph of that cassette duplicator.
I'll do that.
Yeah, we'll put it on Twitter because people will like to see that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will do that.
Yeah,
and then it's good. It's good PR for me and Richard and all the cassette lovers out there. Eh?
That's right. Hey, I tell you what. Yeah, people love cassettes.
And that's given you a little window into the workings of Emotional Response Records of Arizona, and this is how they keep the quality so high. So consistent.
You know it.
Yes.
You know it. Yeah. No rinky dink setup for me. No.
So, yeah, stand by for the exciting new Boy Racer releases coming your way before too long. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I would say some of the best songs yet.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what
bands always say, isn't it, about their new releases?
They all say our new album's our best one. Yeah. Until the next one comes out, and that was the best one. Yeah. But you're semi impartial observer, Matt. Mm. You know,
well, he plays on half the bloody songs.
I
just got used to them.
I like to keep my hand in. Right, shall we wrap it up? Anyway, we've had three.
Yeah, shall we do the scores?
I think music-wise, it's been a very interesting show.
I think it's
going to be very
excellent.
It's going to be very tricky choose a winner if we have to. Mm. Yeah, go on.
All female fronted music this week as well.
Hey, yes, that's what great. That is, yeah.
And were they're all hypnotic in their own way?
Yeah. All female fronted, all hypnotic.
That's the word of the week, right? So we started with Jane Weaver. Yeah, excellent stuff.
All right.
Should we give them marks? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go on. Why not? Why change a winning formula?
They're all strong this week, so I'm going to start
with... It's going to be tough.
That was good. Yeah, I'm going to give it a... I'm going to start with 8. I like that.
You've took the number right out of my mouth.
Is it an 8 from Richard too?
It was an 8 for me as well, yeah.
Right.
Good God. Mm. Wow. Well, yeah. I'll give it an 8 as well. How about that?
Triple 8. It's a very strong start.
Good Lord.
Very strong. Persona was next. Also excellent. Oh, this is going to be tough.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. It's break time.
It's a 7.5 from me.
Oh,
right. Wow. That's a tough one. I'll go 7.75.
Good Lord. Well, I'm actually going to go the other way and give it a 9.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to have to write these down. Hang on. Yeah, it's close. It's going to be close.
So it's a nail biter.
Yeah, it is. Okay. And finally, last but not least, telenovela. From Austin, Texas, that song "Paper Crown," I do like that a lot. I'm going to give it And not just because it was my choice. I'm going to give...
Here we go. Favouritism.
8.5 for that.
Bloody hell!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked it as well, and I'm just trying to avoid giving everything the same score, so it's just slightly, just a smidge down, so it's 7.5 for me.
Right.
Did like it a lot, though.
I'm going to give it an 8. I like that a lot also. They were all great.
It's so close. Yeah.
I can't wait to find out.
In joint second place this week,
what?
We have Telenovela and Jane Weaver.
What?
That's
does
amazing.
That mean?
So this week's winners are Persona from the Persona
EP.
No
way!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. But it was they only just pipped it by 0.25 points.
Whoa!
They were all winners this week.
Something like that. Yeah. So, fantastic. What a show.
What a
show to come back to.
Yeah.
They're going to be talking about this for weeks to come.
It's going to be the classic show, isn't it?
Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you'd like to hear more, then make sure you what's the thing you do? Subscribe
on Apple
to the podcast.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Yes, the various platforms. Yes,
your preferred podcast provider.
Yes, Deezer.
Yeah.
etc.
The other ones after that.
Yeah, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and all.
Yeah,
that.
We'll try and start filling.
Drop
it
us
in
a line.
More.
Yeah, just tell us what you think. Things like that. Yeah, I know. Possibly, Richard, you were thinking we should have some kind of feature on the podcast or something like that, but I don't know.
Did I say
or
that?
Should we just carry on as we?
we were thinking about new ideas.
I think we've got the winning formula already. You know,
we've got the formula down pat, but I think we were sort of talking about people could send in ideas how we could.
Yeah. If anyone's got any ideas,
because we can't think of any good ones. So
I think we should get your dad on to tell a few jokes, Richard. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Dad's joke corner. Because it went down pretty well today, didn't it?
Okay, so...
Telenovela. Telenovelas.
Boom!
I can't even quite put the joke together. I've just said the two bits of it.
That's okay, because Matt will probably fade the music over this part.
Yeah, please edit that out. Yeah.
Okay, join us next time. Okay, good.